Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. If you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Zoltan Rona, MD, master's degree in biochemistry and clinical nutrition. And we've been talking about the power of enzymes for optimal health. And before the break, we talked about a proteolytic enzyme called serrapeptase. And now we want to talk about another enzyme called natokinase. And doctor, what's the difference between natokinase and serrapeptase?
Well, natokinase is a proteolytic enzyme as well. It dissolves fibrinogen, which is the basic protein that causes all the trouble with cardiovascular disease. So it will dissolve fibrinogen and prevent formation of blood clots and blockages in the circulation. So it has broad application for cardiovascular disease, for prevention of strokes and heart attacks. And it also provides a very good blood thinning effects, especially when it's used together with omega-3. So it is a very good alternative to many of the anti-clotting medications, which have loads of side effects, unfortunately. For many years, it was prohibited for sale in Canada. There are various political reasons for that. However, I guess with the public demand and the need to find alternatives to some of these toxic medications, it's been approved.
Now, you partly described what natokinase is, but if you can go just a little bit further, like, so it's improving blood viscosity, and that's, yes. Now viscosity being the thickness of a liquid, and so we're talking about our blood here, we don't want it too thick or too thin. So can you just discuss that a little bit?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I think one of the problems is that there are certain heart rhythm abnormalities like atrial fibrillation, which seems to be something that's on the rise in incidence in Canada. And automatically, what conventional doctors do is prescribe anticoagulants. And natokinase would work just as well. There's all kinds of good studies that have been published over the past couple of decades. Natokinase has been used in Asia for thousands of years as a way of improving cardiovascular health. Now, it doesn't thin the blood like the conventional prescription medications to the point where you end up with hemorrhage. No one has ever hemorrhaged from natokinase unless they've taken it together with one of the prescription anticoagulants, and it will prevent the blood from clotting just as well without any of the side effects that are mentioned. It's been used for thousands of years by Chinese and Japanese doctors, so it has a long track record of safety and efficacy for cardiovascular problems, for the prevention of strokes, for the prevention of heart attacks, and for lowering blood pressure, as well as producing a lot of other anti-inflammatory effects.
So as a substitute, like we're talking about these blood thinners, such as what, Xarelto, Pradaxa, Eliquis, yes. Warfarin, and I think I'm quoting you when I say this, but death should never be an acceptable side effect of a prescription drug.
Unfortunately, there have been thousands of deaths as a direct result of those prescription medications, and there are right now some lawsuits been launched in the United States, and I don't know about Canada, but certainly, you know, death should not be an acceptable side effect of a prescription medication.
And I know what's happening right now, doctor, as you and I are discussing this, there are people using these drugs, they're hearing about natokinase, and they're thinking, wow, that's going to be a lot safer, but how do I transition here? If I go to my doctor with this, he's going to say, I've fallen down here and bumped my head or something, and what are you doing even thinking about this? So how do they transition, doctor? You know, like, how do they avoid these side effects?
Well, first of all, the position of a conventional medical doctor is that he is prescribing those drugs for a life-threatening condition, such as atrial fibrillation. So most doctors will absolutely refuse to switch, yeah. And they can get into trouble for so doing. So I think what has to happen is that the patient has to be basically told, first of all, that by switching, that they are risking, according to conventional medicine, they are risking their lives by doing so. And That's what doctors have to tell the patients. Basically, that's what I've been told I would have to do. And if the patient still wants to switch over, then it can be done from one day to the next. Normally, you can start by taking 100 milligrams of nattokinase twice a day. There is a time-release form that lasts for approximately 12 hours. So you can take one capsule twice a day along with approximately 4,000 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA, which is basically omega-3. So you can do that from one day to the next, and you have to keep taking that, the nattokinase and the omega-3, indefinitely, basically. It can be done. Now, one thing that can be done to assess the progress is, unlike the prescription medications like Xarelto, which there isn't a blood test that can tell you if you're doing anything correctly or not, but with nattokinase, you can basically get the blood level of fibrinogen done by any doctor or naturopath. They can order fibrinogen blood levels. And if the fibrinogen level is high, you keep increasing the dose. If the fibrinogen level is normal, then you're probably on the right dose of nattokinase.
And with supervision and oversight, they can gradually wean off these more harmful or more potent thinners and go to the natural.
Right. It can be done. I've done it for several patients over the years. Before nattokinase became legal in Canada, people were buying it on websites from the United States and get a three-month supply. That was, at that particular time, it was legal to do so. Now it's legal to purchase in Canada. Many people are doing this on their own without any kind of doctor supervision and are doing quite well. And we haven't, in the whole history of Canadian medicine, we have never seen anyone die as a result of taking nattokinase or omega-3. We've witnessed a lot of deaths from prescription medications, but not from any of these natural products.
Now, nattokinase is from fermented soy. So if someone were to look this up, they would see that. Now, what sort of allergy or hormone disruption could there be?
There could be none, because in the process of creating the enzyme, the nattokinase from the soy product, all of the soy is removed. So there is zero soy found in any capsules of nattokinase. So if somebody has an allergy to it, to soy, for example, then they shouldn't be worried about nattokinase, because there really isn't any kind of reaction that's been reported as a result of the content of soy, and there's no endocrine disruption occurring from nattokinase at all.
So the enzyme has been extracted and purified.
Exactly.
So there's zero soy at all. So right. like the serrapeptase, it has many benefits other than just as a blood thinner. What about nasal inflammation, chronic sinusitis, nasal polyps? How's that help there, Doctor?
Yes, that's a recent study you're referring to that shows that if you have nasal polyps and all of the horrific symptoms of allergies and chronic rhinitis and so on, so instead of using steroid inhalers and antibiotics and painkillers and decongestants, blah blah, all that toxic drug use, you can use something natural like nattokinase. You can use serrapeptase, you can use NAC, you can use vitamin C, and they will work just as well. From my experience, you can get rid of chronic rhinitis just by using nattokinase.
So a lot safer, a lot cleaner.
There aren't any side effects. People don't hemorrhage. They don't develop thyroid problems like high blood sugar and dissolving their bones, et cetera, et cetera. So it's totally safe in terms of what you can see with the prescription medications, completely the opposite.
Another benefit is someone with spider veins or hemorrhoids or varicose veins. How does it help there?
Yeah, it will help just about anything in the circulatory system. It will even lower cholesterol, and it will lower high blood pressure. It doesn't do anything whatsoever to normal blood pressure, but if your blood pressure is high, because you're thinning your blood a little bit with the nattokinase, the blood pressure comes down. Because a lot of people have high blood pressure as a direct result of poor, sluggish circulation caused by the fibrinogen and caused by proteins that are, you know, basically making the blood sticky. So nattokinase makes the blood less sticky and easier to flow, and as a result, the blood pressure comes down.
So are there any known side effects, doctor, or contraindications?
Well, there are some people that have stomach upset with nattokinase, and they have to be careful using it. For those people, I recommend drinking a lot more water when they take it on an empty stomach. But in terms of contraindications, if you are on a blood thinner, a prescription blood thinner, whatever it may be, warfarin or Xarelto or Pradaxa or whatever, you cannot use nattokinase. You're just going to make that drug much more potent. So I advise people, if they're on those kind of medications, do not take nattokinase.
Now, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, even Lyme disease, there seems to be some benefits there as well.
Yes, because there's a lot of fibrin deposition in those conditions, Lyme disease as well as chronic fatigue syndrome. What nattokinase does is it breaks down the fibrin or fibrinogen, and it gives you some relief. I mean, it's not the total answer, but it is helpful in those conditions.
And women will experience painful periods and menstrual cramps. How is nattokinase beneficial?
Well, by the same token that Anaprox and Naprosyn and ibuprofen and all of those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs work for dysmenorrhea or painful periods, nattokinase will do the same thing. It'll break down the same proteins that are causing the chronic pain and inflammation.
Chronic migraines?
Yes, that migraines, interestingly enough, many people that suffer from migraines, it's because their blood is too sticky. It's, you know, those inflammatory proteins are around once again, and it makes the blood thicker in a way. And so nattokinase is something that can help dissolve that.
And senile dementia.
Yeah, once again, this is something that will, senile dementia in many cases is due to chronic inflammation in the brain. And nattokinase and serrapeptase and other enzymes will get into the brain and dissolve some of those abnormal proteins and improve dementia.
So the breakdown of unwanted waste in the blood, undigested protein in the gut, again, these are all things that lead to inflammation?
Exactly. Those are toxins. And when people talk about detoxification, it's something that you do in order to get rid of those proteins. But if you're going to do a detox program, you really should be doing the enzymes, the nattokinase for sure, and serrapeptase to help improve circulation and, you know, establish a good blood flow.
So someone with leaky gut, doctor?
Yeah, leaky gut syndrome as well. It's due to all of the damaging proteins that are in the gastrointestinal tract. And if you use nattokinase, you help digest those proteins and help heal the lining of the gut, and therefore improve leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah. So doctor, we're at the end of our time. It's been a real privilege having you here today. So any final summarizing statements on serrapeptase and nattokinase?
Yes, finally, I would like to say that many people who do not take advantage of these enzymes are really missing out, because they usually will end up using prescription medications which are far more harmful. So anyone who has these chronic conditions, chronic inflammatory conditions, coronary artery disease, blockages, excessive scar tissue, et cetera, all of them would probably benefit from the use of these enzymes on a regular basis. So I highly recommend them, and hopefully people will then be using far less of the prescription medications.
Thank you, doctor, for joining us on Insights for Health.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
I've been talking with Dr. Zoltan Rona, MD, and with degrees in biochemistry and clinical nutrition. And we've been talking about serrapeptase and nattokinase, and both are available at The Healthy Habit. And again, the benefits, they're safer. You can take them longer. You can take more of them and without side effects. And visit The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health.